For WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. At the beginning of Black History Month, historically black colleges and universities across the country were the targets of bomb threats. The FBI is investigating these threats as hate crimes. From the Gulf States newsroom, Brittany Brown has the story of a violent event at a Mississippi HBCU more than 50 years ago, and its legacy today.
The heart of Jackson State University's campus is the Gibbs Green Memorial Plaza. On any given day, students hang out along the brick walkway as they head to class. The plaza is lined with academic buildings, Divine Nine Greek plots, and dorms.
Right here, Alexander Hall, the women's dormitory, in this grassy area is where everybody was hanging out.
Dr. Robert Luckett is an associate professor of history at JSU. And though you couldn't tell it today, this spot has a dark and violent history.
There was blood all on the first floor.
In this clip from the WYSO archives, a student recalls the day in 1970 when the plaza was the site of a shooting by police.
And the bullets they used were so big that they penetrated through the steel, so evidently they were shooting to kill.
On May 14, 1970, JSU students were hanging out in front of Alexander Hall when the Mississippi Highway Patrol and the Jackson Police Department marched onto campus just before midnight. The officers were armed and fully dressed in riot gear. After one person threw a glass bottle at the officers, all hell broke loose.
The bottle broke at their feet, and the police proceeded to open fire on Alexander Hall, firing over 500 rounds of ammunition in 28 seconds.
Dozens were injured. One side of Alexander Hall was completely destroyed. For years leading up to the shooting, tensions had been building between JSU students and White City residents and police officers. This against the backdrop of the rising Black Power movement and anti-war activism. After the shooting, police said they had gotten reports of a sniper in the dorm, but that was proven to be false following an investigation. No police ever faced criminal charges. Back then, State Senator Hillman Frazier was a student at Jackson State studying political science.
It was unreal because I said that why were they shooting because the kids were unarmed? They were hanging out as students like they're doing a typical evening.
He says the shooting started right as he was driving up to campus to drop off a friend at Alexander Hall.
I did lose a classmate in the shooting, Philip Gibbs.
Philip Gibbs, a Jackson State student, and James Green, a local high school student, were both killed by police gunfire that night. They are the namesake of the Gibbs Green Memorial Plaza at the center of campus today.
It was very heartbreaking to see how that life was taken away from him by law enforcement officials who were sworn to protect us, but they took life.
Frazier says this incident completely changed the path of his life. Before, he had planned to become a professor. After, he decided to go away to law school and return home to make a change. Frazier has been a state legislator in Mississippi representing the Jackson area since the 1980s. Today, the Gibbs Green tragedy is a part of the syllabus in a freshman year course. Professor Luckett and others at JSU have done extensive work to make sure this history is remembered.
The things that they see going on in their lives has a continuity in history that connects them to members of the class in 1970.
I don't want that, bro.
Students still live in Alexander Hall. Many of the residents are not shocked to learn about what happened in 1970, the same way they weren't shocked when their university and other HBCUs across the country were targeted with bomb threats this year.
It's not really surprising to me just because how many events have we seen occur in places where black people come together and share camaraderie in?
That's Aria Brent, a senior and a resident assistant in Alexander Hall. The FBI has identified six persons of interest in the bomb threat investigation. And Brent has a message for them.
It's going to take a lot more to break us down, to scare us, to shut us down, and to stop HBCUs from prospering this and bomb threats. We've been through the actual bombings and tornadoes and fires and shootings and whatever else throughout our history. So, and here we are still standing.
For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Brittany Brown.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.